The case involves a woman with a criminal record who was arrested for shoplifting and gave police a false name, a name that belonged to someone else. Prosecutors charged her with criminal contempt of court and brought out the shiny new identity theft law. That law makes it a felony to use someone else's identity in order to obtain anything of value. The woman claims that means anything of monetary value, so she says it doesn't apply here. But Assistant Attorney General Sandy Nowak told the court, the point of the law is that using someone else's identity affects that other person.
The purpose of this statute is not to stop the thief from taking stuff. We have statutes that do that. This statute is about me pretending to be you and messing up your life.
But Justice Anne Walsh Bradley pressed Nowak. If this statute makes it a felony to take someone's identity for any gain, she asked, would an underage college student who steals her sister's ID to get into a bar be guilty of a felony? Nowak said yes, she would, but only if someone chooses to prosecute those charges. However, defense lawyer Terry Rose argued it's dangerous to even allow that possibility. He agreed underage drinkers wouldn't often be charged with felonies.
Except if that happens to be a problem in your community, then it becomes something that is going to be prosecuted, and there are going to be examples made of people doing that and getting convicted of Class D felonies, whereas in someplace else it would be scoffed at and laughed at as you wouldn't think of charging somebody with that.
In this case, the state Supreme Court may decide whether the state's new identity theft law makes it a felony to steal someone's identity even when nothing of monetary value is gained. Or the court may not reach that issue because the justices might end up deciding that the woman did get something of monetary value. Her bail was raised after her true identity was found out. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.